The G in ESG, How the Left Institutionalizes Its Agenda in Corporate America. By 1792 Exchange, sponsored, on April 26, 2024. The following content is the fifth in a five-part series sponsored by the 1792 Exchange. Click here to see the other installments. The G in ESG-Governance is used to establish and ingrain far-left woke ideology in American business, resulting in sometimes absurd decision-making. Daniel Cameron, CEO of the 1792 Exchange, explains how it works in an interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow. The 1792 Exchange exposes coercion and ideological bias in corporations and works to get America's businesses back to business. Marlow notes that the G in ESG, which stands for environmental, social, and governance, is how corporations are now guiding themselves, how their leadership teams are guiding them in order to not optimize profit or maximize the success of the business, but to enforce wokeness at a level that's institutional. How did we get here and why is this maybe the biggest threat of all of them to these corporations? Marlow asks Cameron. Cameron explains that through governance, an organization implements various training programs to indoctrinate every single employee. He thinks it can be the most harmful component of ESG. If you think about sort of 1984, the George Orwell book that in many ways captures this idea of the thought police, of Big Brother, Cameron says. This is Big Brother inside of corporations, telling people how to think, how to speak, and ultimately to not express their First Amendment rights. It's placing limitations on the ability of people to have different thought processes. They want everybody essentially inside a corporation to be a drone when it comes to specific issues. What's the impact of woke governance? Part of the woke agenda is to move away from merit-based hiring, promotion, and compensation for employees. Those shouldn't be things that are subjected to the far-left ideology or woke policies or woke agendas, says Cameron. It should be based upon merit and pay structures, and compensation shouldn't be based on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, as sort of the governance component of ESG. It should be about making assessments on whether a C-suite executive or other leadership in a company are returning the investment and maximizing the investment to these corporations. Marlow comments that C-suite executives now are incentivized in some cases not to turn a major profit or to have the stock grow exponentially, but to have a diversity quota hit in their hiring, meaning that executives are less focused on their company's balance sheet because they get a bonus for meeting woke hiring quotas rather than making money for the corporation. How is this even possible and can we undo it? Are there any instances where this has been undone? Alex asks. Cameron cites Starbucks as a recent example of the undoing, noting that Starbucks had fallen into this governance model, where they were tying bonuses to diversity quotas. Well, they've moved away from that and have now more general targets based on workforce as opposed to identity specifically. I think that's a good thing. As for solutions, Cameron says that 1792 Exchange is about moving corporations back to neutral by equipping people with information through the 1792 Exchange's corporate bias ratings, proxy database, and board bias database. The 1792 Exchange's databases provide people the knowledge to push back against corporations, to ask thoughtful questions as it relates to shareholder meetings, and to challenge some of this woke ideology that's trying to make its way into our companies, Cameron says. And that is better for America, that is better for the profits of businesses, that is better for the shareholders, and that's where we need to go. 1792exchange.com. Go today. Get involved, Marlow concludes. Learn more at 1792exchange.com. Scroll down on the homepage to sign up for the 1792 Exchange newsletter.